Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and I'm certainly glad to be with you this fine Monday morning. God bless each and every one of you for joining us today. And we want to talk a little bit today about the state of the country, the United States. What's happening? What's going to happen, I guess, is a better question, isn't it? With the election just over, we all know that Barack Obama won the presidency again. I have to tell you, it wasn't my choice. I presume any Christians out there listening, it wasn't your choice either. I'd like to think that. I know that's not true, unfortunately. I know a lot of Christians, people who said that they're Christians, voted for him. I don't understand it. Never will. I do, but I don't. You know what I'm saying there. It's a real calamity. It's terrible. But anyway, there's approximately, from what people keep saying, there's X amount of preachers in the country, and with an average of 75 people in a church, which could be high or low, but that's the number that gets thrown around a lot. But, that means there's somewhere around 30 million Christians, people who claim to be Christians in the United States. I certainly know that his opponent, whoever he might have been, in this case it was Mitt Romney, but whoever his opponent might have been, with that 30 million votes, that would have been a real boost. But the opponent didn't get it. I don't know why. I don't know if it was because he was a Mormon. I don't know if it was because he was rich. I know that the Democrat Party, Obama's machine that was working for the campaign, and did an unbelievably good job, as they always do, unfortunately. But they did a great job of portraying Romney as being a rich man who could care about anybody else but the rich, care less about him. And, he got portrayed that way. He got portrayed as a woman hater. I talked to some women who said, I wouldn't vote for him. He hates women. We don't want nothing to do with women. And others said he's nothing but just a rich man. That's all he cares about is the rich. And so he got portrayed that way, whether it's true or not. Christians, I know, were struggling with whether to vote for him or not, Romney, because of him being a Mormon. And, Mormonism and Christianity don't see eye to eye on what they believe. So it was a dilemma. It was a real calamity, and it was a problem. But I can honestly say this: I believe in my heart, I'm speaking as an individual, that we're in trouble. We're in big trouble, and I blame a lot of our problems in this country not on the government, even though that's certainly a big part of it. But I believe that the biggest problem we have in this country, the downfall of this country, it sits right on the shoulders of the preachers, the pastors of the churches that do not preach the truth. They do not lead their people in truth. There's no pride, and I know pride is a bad thing if used wrongly, but there's no joy in being a true Christian anymore. There's a lot of joy and a lot of pride in being a member of a church that has a big church and, fancy lights and fancy singers and fancy bands and musicians, and fancy screens all over the walls and bowling alleys and coffee shops and donut shops and you name it, and they got it. If there's a game wants to be played by a kid, believe me, there's a game there somewhere the kids can play. It's really a very commercial atmosphere anymore, and it's a very much fan-friendly type of atmosphere. It's there for the entertainment, and that's really sad. And I blame that on the preachers. I blame it on the pastors. These mega churches, these guys who pastor these mega churches, they don't pastor that church. They just preach there. They don't do counseling. They don't do anything, have anything to do with marriage ceremonies. They don't do anything but just preach on Sundays, and then they're the CEO of that business the rest of the week. And that's just sad, folks. That's sad. But that's what's happening in this country. And that's why I'm saying the downfall is the fault of the pastors and of these churches all over the country, of all different denominations and individual independents also. And it's sickening. It's just plumb sickening. There ain't no way to get around it. You know, I think it's time to start talking blunt about this stuff and try. You know, everybody says you got to be nice. I have been nice. I've been very nice. But doggone it, it's time to put the blame on where the blame belongs and let's get it fixed. It's time to do something about this problem that we have in this country. I just heard on the news the other day that more people claim to be non-believers than believers in the United States now. That's sad, that's sickening, and that's disgusting. And I know that God has to be weeping over that. And they'll argue, well, we never were a Christian nation to begin with. We were a nation of believers. I'm telling you, up until the 50s, maybe even, mid-50s or so, preachers preached. They preached the gospel. They preached, hell. They preached fire and brimstone. They preached love. But they also preached repentance, turning from your sin. They preached that there's a sin. You can't love somebody to Christ if you don't know what you're going away from. What do I want to go to Christ to get love for? I'm fine. That's what you hear a lot of people saying now because they don't hear nothing different. They think they're good folk to start with. And if they don't know that they're sinners and they need to repent, what are they going to repent from? Nothing? It's a false salvation because they don't have any idea what they're being saved from. And it's just to the point where it's just gone too far. It's gone too far, people. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. Or this nation is going to fall. It's going to fall someday anyway, but it's going to fall quicker than we ever thought it would if we don't do something about it. I'm telling you right now, this nation's in trouble, people. Not just financially, but spiritually, the United States of America is in really, really, really big trouble. And we've got to figure a way to do something about it. And it's going to have to start in the churches. The church has got to start preaching the truth. The church has got to start preaching the message that the message of the cross of Christ, Jesus crucified and raised again. I mean, God sent his only son for all of us, and the majority of the people in this country are just taking it for granted that everything's just okay. It's not okay. We have fallen away. And I know a lot of you say you can't, but I'm telling you right now, you've got to understand that if the country does not pray to God himself, not these fake gods, but to the one and only Jehovah God, Yahshua, there is going to be a problem. In Jeremiah, it says it's just as plain as day. Jeremiah, I believe it's, 32, maybe Jeremiah 32. I believe it's 32. We're just going to take a peek and see because I think it's in Jeremiah 32 that, the Bible tells us as plain as day. Let me see if it is in that one. I don't know. Maybe that's not it, but we'll find out. Let's see what it says. Let me read it, and then we'll find out which one it is. But anyway, it's in Jeremiah. It says, "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture." My lands, folks, are you listening to what it said? Woe be unto the pastors. I mean, how much plainer plain English can it be? As plain as day, it says that in the Bible. I'm gonna tell you where that's located. I'm looking it up right now because I know it's in there. I just got to remember where, which book. I mean, I'm not book, but which chapter and verse we were talking about. It's in Jeremiah 23:1. Jeremiah 23:1-2. Now listen to again. I'm sorry that I didn't have that looked up ahead of time, but I knew it was there. Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, and listen to what I said now. Chapter 23, verse 1-2. All right, you ready? "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have shattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. My lands, preachers, are y'all awake out there? Any preachers listen to this? Are you awake? If you heard what I'm saying and you ain't been doing what the Lord said in Jeremiah 1 and 2, man, you better get on your horse and get to the altar and get some praying. You got a problem. You got a mighty big problem. As they say down there in the South, y'all got yourselves a problem. You got yourself a big problem. Up north, and we just say it just like it is. You have a problem, mister. And that's what's going on. You know, you've got to straighten yourself out. You've got to straighten yourself out. You took the call from the Lord to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ himself. Jesus the Christ. He is the Christ. And you took a vow to preach his word in season and out of season. You took a vow to preach the truth of the gospel, not the garbage you've been spewing and leading people astray with. You can't be doing that. You just can't be doing it. It's not going to work. It's just terrible. It's terrible. I don't know. You know? Romans 12. Most of you guys know Romans. It's listening. Remember what Romans 12, 1 and 2 says? Y'all heard this before. You'll catch it as soon as I start. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. How simple is that? Listen to this. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God himself, he says, I beseech you that you present yourself, your body, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is just a reasonable thing to do. And here we are, all of us out there acting like it's such a sacrifice, it's such a, man, oh man, I don't know if I can give that much to the Lord. I just don't know if I can. It's just terrible. Cry babies? Like the one guy said in the commercial, you jack wagon? Take you down the street and get you some guts. Take you down to the church and dunk you in the water and hold you until you come up and start begging God to open your eyes and open your ears. And open your mind to the truth. My land sakes, what's wrong with you people out there that's leading these churches? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Not what you think you want to hear, but what God said. What God said. Don't be transformed or conformed to this world. Don't give in to the worldly ways. Because everybody's got mohawks, you don't have to have a mohawk and teach your people to have mohawks. Just because people's filled up with tattoos don't mean you got to tell all your people at church go get tattoos. Just because people are out watching all these devil movies and all these vampire movies don't mean you got to tell your congregation it's okay to go watch all these movies. It's time to preach the truth. Don't conform yourself to the world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And quit being afraid of it. Quit being worried about, oh, I'm going to be embarrassed because somebody's going to talk about me. If you're that ashamed of the gospel, you ain't got the gospel in you to start with. You got to prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It says so right in the text. What's going on? Look, we got to continue tomorrow. We're out of time, but we're not done here, folks. See you in the morning.
We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois 62320. God bless you.